Welcome to the weekly podcast from the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, the library director. This is one way each week that we spend some time with someone in the community to show ways to that we spark ideas, enrich lives, and strengthen our community, part of the vision of the public library. This week I'm joined by Kayla Spencer. Kayla's the Youth Development Director at the Mattoon Area Family YMCA. Also went to Mattoon Schools and serves on the board at Fit to Serve, very active in the community. And Kayla, it's good to have you.
Thank you, Carl.
Kayla does, at the Y has many hats. We're gonna talk about at least a few of them today. And one, I know you just wrapped up your summer day camp.
Yes.
And so why don't you just tell me a little about day camp. I know it's growing in recent years, how many participants you have and how you, some of the programs that you have.
Yeah, summer camp is a very busy time at the Y. We have kids in our building all day because our summer camp runs from 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So the majority of the day, we have quite a few kids in our building. If you look at a full summer, we average probably around 80 throughout the whole summer. You kind of have a lower points and higher points, but usually on a given day we have at least 80. Most of the time we have more than that with us. So what we do with camp is the goal is really to keep kids very active, and I am a big believer of community involvement, community partnership. So a big focus of mine is how can we get the kids out of the Y and get them to experience other things that are in our community that will keep them busy but maybe give them opportunities that they wouldn't have. I grew up outside of town, so I didn't have a lot of community involvement growing up, and so I think I missed a lot of what Mattoon has to offer. So if I can provide that for some of our kids in our program, then that's kind of my goal with camp, is to keep it busy and active.
Good. What are some of those partnerships, some of the activities that that you engage in during the summer?
Yeah, so some of our activities are the normal things you think of at camp. We play games, we do crafts. We do like reading times, we do walks, we go to the park once a week. But over the past 2 years, we've really started to reach out and try to have partnerships with others in the community. So one of those partnerships is here at the library. Each of our groups, our kids are split into four groups. So each group comes to the library once a week for a time to really they hang out. They do a book time, but they also just have an opportunity to be in the library, which I really like because that's one thing I didn't grow up with since I didn't live in town. So access to books. The library also lets us check out books so that the kids can, in their quiet time reading at the Y later in the day, they have books that they can read other than what's on our bookshelf. So they can pick out something that's a little more to their taste. Some of our other partnerships, so we've been with the library now 2 years in a partnership. This is also our second year with Fit to Serve, working in their community garden. They have a couple different garden sites, and our kids, based on age, it depends on where they go and how much garden work they do, but it's a great opportunity for kids to learn about healthy eating, to learn about the process of gardening. That's something that a lot of people don't do anymore, and so for them to get to see a process of planting and harvesting and getting to taste test and hopefully learn that they like these healthy foods. So, and the Fit to Serve staff really engage in, really focus on relationships with our kids, which is awesome. Another partnership that was new this year, we had two new partnerships this year. One with the nursing homes, that was also through Fit to Serve. They do a school-based program at the nursing homes throughout the school year. So we decided to bridge that gap in the summer and have our kids go to a couple of the different nursing home sites. So they go there, they do some crafts, they hang out with the residents who come. So it's a nice time for them to kind of bridge the gap of generations. So if you think a lot of the residents at nursing homes might not have like family in the area or people who come visit them. So it's a good opportunity for them to engage with some kids, but it's also a good opportunity for our kids to learn from them. And then, so that was a new one this year that went over really well. And then we also partnered with the Methodist Church here that's right across the road. And there our kids would go and have like a spiritual-based lesson with one of their youth leaders there. So that one was a really interactive, fun, just a different opportunity than what we've had in the past. So
it sounds like being active is an important part of engaging both the body and the mind, which I know is part of your mission, both of those.
Yes, and kids have a lot of energy, so the more active you are, the better the day goes.
Do you have a favorite story or stories, kind of highlights or gives us a picture of just one of the successes that you had during the summer?
Yeah. So my favorite stories usually come from seeing growth in kids, because that's kind of my big picture goal, is to help kids grow. And so I think when I think of favorite stories, what I think of is actually kids and not specific stories. But we had one particular camper that always comes to mind when I think of a story from camp. And he joined us last year, actually. So he's been here the last 2 years, so about the amount of time I've been here. And I remember whenever his family came in the first time and said, you know, they wanted to meet to see if summer camp would work for him, I was a little hesitant. He has Down syndrome, and our camp is not set up to have extra help for children with who need extra help and extra needs. And so I was a little nervous about how he'd do in our camp setting. So I met with the family, and I was thinking, well, we'll give it a try. That's kind of where we left the meeting, was it's always worth a try. And if it doesn't work out, you know, he can find something new, but why not try? And so that first year was good. It was a struggle, though. So just like learning how to, he had to learn how to not have an aide, an extra helper with him. We had to learn how to best incorporate him into the camp, and how to also, he used to sit down and just not move. He would just get tired, and we didn't know how to get him to move. And he's used to having someone who just, you know, physically manipulates, you know, come this way and leads him places or picks him up and moves him. And my staff weren't doing that. So it was a really, really big struggle at first. But once we got it figured out last year, and once we got to working with him and working with his family a little more, he started to really grow and excel. And this year he came back to camp, and you wouldn't even know that we had a struggle last year. It was so smooth, and it's just neat to see that he's so settled into our camp and the routine. And last year he needed his sister a lot. He wanted to see his sister all the time. She's older than him and kind of I guess you could call a caretaker for him. And this year he excelled without having to see her very often. And it was just really neat to see him engaged. He loves our staff. When he gets a little quick, I guess, story, he gets we do Camper of the Day awards. So every day each group gives a Camper of the Day. And when this particular child gets Camper of the Day, he has one of the staff take him around the Y, and he shows every staff member and every member of the Y that he passes on his way because he's so proud of his certificate. So just neat to see kids grow and develop over the years that they're with us.
That is fun and exciting to see them as they light up about Camper of the Day or whatever it might be as part of their day.
Yeah, Camper of the Day is a big deal to the kids.
Good. Let's switch gears for a few minutes. So you've just started in the last few weeks before and after school programs at both Riddle and Williams schools. I know those programs have been around for several years, and you've been with them now for a couple of years. So why don't we just start with the before school and tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah. Our before school program, kids can be dropped off at either Riddle or Williams as early as 6:30 a.m. And then our staff are there until 8 a.m. Once 8 a.m. hits, the school takes over the child care. But what we do, mornings are pretty laid back. Our school program in general is pretty laid back because kids are in school all day. And so it's structure, structure, structure. So we try to be structured, but be a little more lenient. That way it's a little more relaxing and fun. Not that school's not fun, but the, giving them more active play. They've been sitting all day. So we like to start our day with, it's mainly like kids come in, some come in sleeping. They're there at 6:30 a.m. and they just lay down and sleep. So for most of the morning, it's just kind of free play. The kids can lay along the side if they want. Sometimes my staff are helping practice spelling words with them because they have a spelling test or going over math quizzes. So the mornings are a little laid back. Usually right before they dismiss, so about 7:30, they might start doing some group games just to get the kids up and going for their day, those who have been kind of sitting. So the morning is very laid back. It's pretty much just playtime, but it's a safe and fun environment for your kids if they need somewhere to go prior to school starting.
And after school, does that change just a little bit?
Yeah, it's a little more structured. Yeah. It's a little more structured. We have more kids after school. They've had a full day, so their energy level is high. You don't see them laying along the side of the bleachers like you do in the mornings. So after school, we are there when school gets out. So usually school releases at officially 3:10. My staff are there at 2:50 to get ready to go. And the kids will come in. We provide a snack through the school. We are able to provide snacks for the kids. So as they come in, they'll get a snack. That first probably 20 minutes that they're in there, as kids are filtering in, they're eating their snack, they're hanging out with their friends, they're just kind of releasing the day. My staff get to walk around and talk with them, ask them about their day. From there, they go into a time where they might split into groups and do some little games or some like get to know you questions. They might do some homework time. There's always opportunity for kids to do homework if they have homework. Because a lot of the families that we work with, the kids are at school and then the parents are still working. So by the time they get home, we really want that to be home time. So we really like kids to get their homework done. So we provide time for homework and then they'll usually do some group games. I think I'm a believer in group games. I think they teach kids to interact. I think it gets kids interacting who wouldn't normally interact with each other. And it oftentimes teaches teamwork depending on what team or what kind of game you're playing. And then they do go into a free play after that. So again, just kind of a release of energy, hang out with your friends, have some time before you go home for the day.
So these programs, both the summer program and the before and after school, in addition to engaging and being great for the students or children, also benefit busy parents.
Yes, for sure. Because it's, like I said, it's a safe and fun option for them. And it's convenient because the Y one's a little different. But for the schools, you're dropping and picking your kid up at school as you normally would, just at a different time. So it's not an extra stop in your day necessarily. It's all at the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's shift gears at least one more time, maybe two. So another thing is there are holidays or days when school isn't in attendance, and you have programs for those as well.
Yes. So we do a days out program. It kind of functions like an individual day of summer camp. It's maybe without all the partnerships because those are harder to organize on a day out of school, but it's a full day. It's at the Y. So it's the 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. is when we're available for care, and kids come to the Y, and we do do, again, crafts, group games. If the weather's nice kind of earlier or later in the year, we will walk to the park just to get out of the Y. We do STEM projects and experiments like that. But yeah, they're very convenient and fun. It's my same school staff, so the kids are already familiar with the staff. And so Dynamite Days Out are a lot of fun. We don't do them on days like, you know, Labor Day just passed and the Y's closed on Labor Day as well. But we do them for any of the other holidays that, like, where the Y's open. Things like Veterans Day this year, that falls on a weekend. But things like that, we would be open. Teacher institutes, anything like that. So our first ones are actually coming up in October. October 6th and 9th are the first two that are coming up.
And people who are interested, just contact the member desk there at the Y?
Yep. Yep, just contact the Y and we'll get you the paperwork you need to complete. And I just have to have the paperwork prior to kids attending. So even if you come in same day, you can fill it out and they can attend as long as I have that paperwork on hand.
And the last thing I thought we might talk about this morning is the My Nights program.
Yeah. That one's a little shift. It's a little different than the other ones. The other ones are our school-age childcare, so they're more for kindergarten through fifth grade, or ages 5 through 12. Our My Nights is actually a middle school program, so it's for our 6th through 8th graders. They don't have to be from Mattoon. Typically what we get is mostly Mattoon because it's convenient. These kids can't drive yet, so in order to come from another town, parents have to drive them. We do occasionally. We've had some kids from Arcola before in Charleston and Windsor, but typically it is Mattoon. But yeah, it's a fun night. We do it. We're going to do it once a quarter this year and see how it goes. So our first one coming up, I believe October 14th, if that's a Saturday, then that is the correct date for that one. It's 6 to 8, so it's, the Y closes at 6, and we take over after that. So it's only those kids that are there. We kind of have, it's basically more of like a free play. It's just a fun night for them. That one does cost. It costs $5. But you're also, you get 2 hours of time in the Y and you get pizza. So free pizza is included. So they come in, they have both gyms open. We don't use the weight area for my nights. That could get a little hard to supervise, but we use the gyms. And then this year we plan to have the pool open for all four of the my nights that we do. So that's, the pool is always the thing kids ask for. So we're going to start opening that up. And then DJ Monica Genta is with us pretty much each time. There's a couple where we have scheduling conflicts, but she's pretty well with us all the time. So we got good tunes going and some dancing.
Good. So kids have a lot of energy. Why is a great place to release it?
Oh, and yeah.
It sounds like that your programs are all on the grow. Is that
yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, they've all gotten bigger over the past 2 years. So it's exciting to be impacting more kids.
Great. Caleb, thanks for all your hard work at the Y. We appreciate your programs for youth. We really enjoy the partnership that we enjoy here at the library with the Y, and we're hopeful that in the future we'll find more ways to connect both with the youth and with the Y. So good to have you, and I hope everybody will join us again next week for the podcast from the Mattoon